This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Makers and military officials after President Trump abruptly claims in a video that it's time for U.S. military personnel in Syria to come home, saying that we've defeated
for almost 2 years and we've really stepped it up and we have won against ISIS.
The president calling for the remaining 2,000 ground troops in Syria to be home as soon as possible. A Senate bill to avert a government shutdown tomorrow night is now headed to the House. It will extend funding for the government until February 8th. Drone sightings shut down Gatwick Airport in London for hours last night, stranding tens of thousands of holiday travelers at the airport, as well as many who were supposed to be landing there. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
In Colorado, agents from the FBI and the State Bureau of Investigation have searched the home of Kelsey Barrett for several hours yesterday, not commenting on what they were looking for at the home in Woodland Park, but they've been focusing their attention over the last week on the missing woman's fiancé, Patrick Frazee. Barrett was last seen on Thanksgiving Day, but wasn't reported missing until December 2nd. The Federal Reserve policymakers end a two-day meeting by raising interest rates for the fourth time this year. Up another quarter point, Chairman Jerome Powell says the economy remains strong, although he also warned there are some signs of a possible slowdown up the road.
Despite this robust economic backdrop and our expectation for healthy growth, we have seen developments that may signal some softening relative to what we were expecting a few months ago. Growth in other economies around the world has moderated somewhat over the course of 2018, albeit still solid levels.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Two U.S. airmen are suing Defense Secretary James Mattis after being discharged from the military because of their HIV-positive status. The Washington Post is reporting the lawsuit filed Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Virginia argues that their discharge last month violates federal law and the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. The two have tested positive for HIV during Air Force screenings last year. After beginning treatments, their doctors have determined they are physically fit to be deployed. SpaceX and Blue Origin rescheduling their rocket launches for a second time. The two space companies had to abort individual launches back on Tuesday because of a sensor issue and a ground infrastructure problem, respectively. Each launch was then moved to yesterday before they were then canceled again. Blue Origin says it needs more time to explore the issues that derailed the earlier attempts. There's no confirmed date for the next try. SpaceX is to give it another go this morning with a launch time of 9 a.m. Eastern now scheduled. And a petition is circulating online for Disney to give up its trademark on the phrase Hakuna Matata. The Swahili phrase means no problems or no worries. It was popularized in the 1994 movie The Lion King. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live.
Hey, we're still fighting the good fight. I hope you're still in with us, okay? Got to get this country back on track. Maybe we'll make sense out of it. I understand. Look, we just got through the lame duck section. We're getting through it. And, you know, the prospects for this 2019 is, you know, the way it looks. And, of course, this is all going to be mired with 2020 election stuff already. You know, can you believe it? Liz Peek is with us, former partner of Major Bracket Wall Street firm, Wertheim & Company. She is a contributor to Fox News, as well as a former columnist for the Fiscal Times and writes for The Hill as well. Liz Peek, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm terrific. How about you?
Hey, doing great. Thank you so much for being available. I know you're there at Fox getting ready to get pulled in 50 different directions real quick here. So let's go down the list. The Fed's decided to, you know, tap the brakes a little bit on our economy, the way I look at it. But I always need your common sense perspective on this. What say you?
Okay, so here's what happened. Basically, people got over their skis, to use one analogy,
right. Okay.
Yesterday and the days leading up to the Fed decision. As of yesterday morning, the markets were factoring in, this is actually data-driven proof, a rate hike of 0.5%, one-half of a rate hike next year. Obviously, for many months, it has been the expectation that there'd be four this year and 2 to 3 next year. As I say, by yesterday morning, investors were betting there would be almost no rate hikes next year. So when Jay Powell, Fed chairman, came out and said, yes, we're probably looking at a little bit of a tempering in the growth rate, so we're down to 2 rate hikes next year, that was considered bad news. The other thing that sort of took the fizz out of the market, to put it mildly, is his commentary about continuing with the reduction in the $4 trillion balance sheet that the Fed accumulated during the financial crisis. So that really wasn't something that was as widely discussed going into the meeting, but investors had hoped that they might begin to kind of step back from that reduction in the interest, because after all, bringing down the size of that balance sheet, first of all, we've never been through something like that in this country. No one's ever accumulated that much of a position. Right. That is to say, the Fed has never done that. So we don't really know what the unwinding means to the economy. And if you think about it, Bill, the fact that it was meant to be stimulative on the way up, that is to say, as it was growing, as the Fed was buying in all those securities, the presumption is it's pretty deflationary on the way down. And I think people were kind of discouraged to see Powell not even indicate flexibility on that. Stepping back and sort of trying to put it in perspective, my view is that, in fact, the Fed's decision was kind of as expected. I think everything he does is going to be driven by the data. He's getting pretty badly beaten up today by ignoring markets, not only markets in the United States, but markets overseas as well. And I think as we go forward, now having established his independence, because let's face it, that was something he had to do yesterday, many people thought. I think you'll see a Fed that's quite more tuned into the volatility, the fact that we're the only country in the world at this point raising rates, and so the strength of the dollar is causing some dislocations elsewhere. These are not stupid guys. And by the way, it was a unanimous decision. It isn't like Jay Powell was sitting there going, yeah, I got to show Donald Trump I'm independent.
Right, exactly.
Everybody thought this is the right thing to do. I thought it was wrong, but that's what they thought.
Well, you know, the thing is, and I was talking about this yesterday with another econ expert, Liz, and that is that, you know, I know the president's not supposed to get involved with the Fed. That is, you know, tradition says, but, you know, tradition is out the window. Donald Trump, we got to accept that. Yeah, just like we have to accept that, look, the Fed has made its decision. Hopefully they can take this information. As I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. Right now, yes, you've got a problem with a balance sheet. $4 trillion, what you had to do during the previous administration with the economy, decisions were made. But it's like, can we, you know, kind of ferret this in a little bit and not be a shock, you know, to the economy right now when it's on an upswing? Why do we want to, you know, trip it up? Can we realize that we're all on the same team here, that ultimately what the Fed wants is what, you know, at the end of the day, maybe what most of us want, and that is a stronger economy that's, you know, got some strong footing here. But it just seems like, look, here it is, they kind of stick a stick in our spokes here as we're trying to, you know, recover from 8 bad years.
Well, I think that's exactly right. The question is, you know, are they taking away the punch bowl too soon?
Exactly.
And possibly causing just exactly the kind of downturn that nobody really wants. If you remember, it isn't that important, but about a month ago, I wrote a piece saying, yeah, look, inflation is below the targeted rate. With oil prices coming down, it's going to be even less of an issue going forward. Yes, unemployment has been dropping, but wage growth is steady, but certainly not any cause for concern. So it was extremely hard. And again, kind of with reference to the rest of the world, very hard to know why we should be the sore thumb, being the only one that's trying to tamp down our economy. Because, by the way, we're the engine of the world's growth.
Exactly. Right, exactly. That's your point. Yeah. And I agree with you. It's like, you know, we're killing the goose that's laying golden eggs here.
Yeah. Well, look, it's done. I think a couple of positive things that Powell mentioned that really haven't gotten much attention. The first is they lowered the range of so-called neutrality. This is kind of in the weeds, but they're now saying what the bottom line effect of that is, we're pretty darn close right now to what they consider neutral range. Mm. That means they don't really have to raise rates anymore. And the second thing was, which again got no attention, but I think it's kind of interesting, they raised the long-term sustainable growth rate for the country to 1.9% from 1.8%. Obviously a modest uptick, but a lot of the argument in recent years has been, what is our sustainable growth rate? And one of the factors that he included in looking at that sustainable growth rate was the possibility that workforce participation might go up. And that's been something I've been writing about for months. That is a very big deal. Everyone's worried about how many bodies are there, how many workers, can we grow? Mm-hmm. Well, if you get a 1 percentage point increase in workforce participation, it's like 1.5 million workers. It's very substantial.
Exactly.
So the reality is, I thought Powell signaled some very good long-term data points, and I would kind of glom onto those. I hope your listeners do, because it gives you a little bit rosier outlook.
Well, you know, we've been saying this as well, Liz, is that, look, you know, the workforce is more excited in a positive manner. If we can jettison the productivity level and we start, you know, getting more yield out of our existing, you know, productive force, what does that do?
And by the way, that comes through investment, capital spending, which was a little slower in the last quarter, but definitely has picked up this year, and tech spending, which is gigantic.
Yes.
The way, you know, productivity these days means an awful lot better tech, and that's what people are investing in. It's not just for security reasons, though that is an issue. It's also for productivity. So
Okay.
To your point.
Well, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. Liz Peek is with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the
hour. You may need this herbal tea for relief right away. So write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like us, fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we have Liz Peek with us, contributor to Fox News. Liz, as we wrap up the, and summarize what we were talking about, in the first break here, is that, you know, we've got so much potential yet to be realized in this economy. If we can, you know, find a way. I mean, you know, the Fed is tamping down. I think, you know, and that bothers me a little bit, the economy trying to, you know, get its mojo going and doing that to a degree, is that we need to all be on the same side of saying, hey, look at, we've got something here that can be win-win, you know, not only for America, but for the world at large, because, you know, competition is healthy.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. And honestly, we are the engine of growth, certainly in the Western world right now. But actually worldwide, yes, China is growing faster than we are, but it's a substantial downdraft from where they've been. What we were talking about at the break is productivity and getting more out of our economy. And the truth is tech spending is huge. But I want to mention something else, which I was just on a program with one of America's great venture capitalists. And he said he's never seen such a surge in entrepreneurship in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, right now you have to kind of step back from all the noise and just say, what should I really be feeling pretty good about? That is what you should feel good about. The country is on a roar in terms of startups of new businesses, new applications. The world is changing faster than we can accommodate. And particularly in the United States, a lot of these tech developments, self-driving cars, and different kinds of apps and so forth are coming from here. And there's a lot of wealth being created from all of that. And it, you know, it may not be stuff that you and I necessarily partake of, but there's a lot of change going on, a lot of innovation. And I think that the current White House is very supportive of that and engineering that to some degree with lessening the regulatory burden, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's all good news. We can't, just because the markets are down, which they are, you can't let go of the good news.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think, you know, as you and I were discussing earlier, is the individual victory. You know, I think that, you know, people are dreaming big dreams again. And as you were citing with you know, the statement about entrepreneurship on the rise, we just had an extended conversation with B of A and their new survey. They're on fire. I mean, people, you know, that have been saying for years, I want to start my own business, I want to get going, they're doing it now. I mean, that, to me, is that's worth celebrating, that you've got people dreaming dreams again, that they're living up to they're at least giving a shot to live up to their potential. I think this is cool.
I totally agree. Totally agree. And, you know, it took a long time to get past the recession. It was a pretty awful financial recession, but now we are past it, and all the data points are pretty good. The only thing, interestingly, that really isn't recovering is housing, and part of that is because there's just a dearth of inventory, so prices are high. Of course, now interest rates are going up, but in a way, that sector of the market, it's a big sector of the market, of the economy, is sort of lying in wait for next year. I mean, if for whatever reason all those millennials decide to start, and by the way, household formations are looking pretty good, decide to tiptoe into the housing market, that's another part of the economy that could kind of give us a little bit of an engine of growth.
Exactly. Well, let's get into the other things here that's going on. You know, James Comey was on the Hill, his convenient memory lapses. Lord, you know, what do we do? And I think that James, whether it's James Comey or Loretta Lynch or, you know, some of these other characters in this whole, you know, three-ring circus that we've been enduring that's cost the people, upwards of $30 million. I mean, this is like, this is incredible. I mean, after 2 years of the Mueller campaign, you know, and of course, I understand, look, there's a lot we don't know still, but I'm not getting any sense of hope that we're coming to an end on this anytime soon.
Yeah, I saw a headline, I don't know where it was, this morning saying such and such suggests that Mueller's coming to the end of his probe. And I was like, okay, excuse me, how many times have we read that headline?
Right.
And so far it hasn't meant a thing. I think the discouraging thing is obviously every Democrat in America is running for 2020 for presidency. Every Democrat thinks they're going to make their name and their reputation by harassing Donald Trump through legal challenges and investigations and so forth. Here is the only thing I can tell you. In a recent NPR poll, obviously not a right-leaning poll, for the first time, Robert Mueller is upside down in approval ratings. That is to say, more Americans disapprove of him than approve of him. And I think that's a sign of Mueller fatigue, special counsel fatigue.
Exactly.
You add on top of that now, what is it now, 6 other investigations going on into everything to do with Donald Trump, into his taxes, like the IRS isn't able to do that, like his foundation, which of course immediately raises the
They closed the foundation. But meanwhile, as you say, what did they do about Hillary Clinton's foundation? It's alive and well still. It's alive.
So I think honestly, you know, we've talked in the past about how Democrats may overstep. I think they're already overstepping. I think people are going to get tired of this. And guess what? Most Americans, and I'm not talking about political activists on either side. I'm talking about most Americans are concerned with putting food on the table, getting their kids to school in the morning. They are not in the weeds on the James Comey testimony or the Flynn 302s. They don't have time for that. But they expect and they want the country to be fair in our terms of our Justice Department, fair in terms of the way we handle these different things. I think they're going to decide that what's going on is not fair. That Donald Trump was elected president. They've not given him a moment of peace since that election took place. And I think you're going to get some backlash.
Well, you know, and this is on top of the fiasco with Kavanaugh we went through. People still are up in arms about the lack of fairness. I mean, here it is after everything was all said and done. You know, Kavanaugh still gets, he gets confirmed. He's part of the Supreme Court. And, Dr. Ford is off merrily we go along, I guess. And, it's just for all that this country has gone through. And then, you know, with the Mueller probe, and now we find out Mueller scrubbed text messages from Stroke and Page off their cell phone. I mean, this is a mess. And then
I agree. And most people can't tune into every nook and cranny of this. But the cumulative conversation about how Michael Flynn was basically trapped into perjury, about how these investigations have been so uneven in terms of their treatment of very similar kinds of issues and so forth. You know what? That begins to pile up. It's just sort of background noise. But I think a lot of Americans are saying, well, wait a minute, that doesn't seem right.
No, you know, exactly.
So, I mean, I hope that Donald Trump ends up with an attorney general who begins to clean house in the FBI and the DOJ, because I think most of us who do follow this stuff feel like Rod Rosenstein really should not be there anymore.
Exactly.
And an awful lot of people who work on the Mueller probe are biased. I think that's wrong. Maybe it's impossible to find an unbiased person, but heck, they didn't even try. We need someone to kind of step in and take this over. And I got to say, Jeff Sessions simply didn't do it. I think he's a good guy. He was not a strong personality in this role.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, we're going to keep an eye on this situation with this federal judge interfering with the president's number one job, national security. I mean, the interference just keeps on going, does it not?
It does. And people are tired of it.
Well, Liz Peek, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us, Liz Peek. Former partner of Major Brackett Wall Firm, Wertheim & Company. She's a Fox News contributor. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, Liz.
Merry Christmas to you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful New Year as well.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Just in time for the holiday season, Amazon announced the Best of Prime 2018, celebrating Prime members' favorites of the past year. The most popular product was the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote among U.S. members. Justin Timberlake was the most streamed artist worldwide on Prime Music. And Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan starring John Krasinski, as well as Homecoming starring Julia Roberts, were the most binge shows on Prime Video. According to Amazon spokesperson Julie Law, fast delivery defined the year.
Throughout the past year, Prime members enjoyed ultra-fast delivery speeds, sometimes as quickly as 9 minutes with Prime Now. And around the world, Prime members ordered more than 2 billion products with one-day delivery or faster.
Best of Prime highlights how members in 17 countries enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon. To see all of Prime members' favorites, visit amazon.com/bestofprime. And new members can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An avalanche of reaction from lawmakers and military officials after President Trump abruptly claims in a video that it's time for U.S. military personnel in Syria to come home, saying that we've defeated ISIS there.
We've been fighting for a long time in Syria. I've been president for almost 2 years, and we've really stepped it up, and we have won against ISIS.
The president calling for the remaining 2,000 ground troops in Syria to be home as soon as possible. A Senate bill to avert a government shutdown tomorrow night is now headed to the House. It will extend funding for the government until February 8th. Drone sightings shut down Gatwick Airport in London for hours last night, stranding tens of thousands of holiday travelers at the airport, as well as many who were supposed to be landing there. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, look at, we got a special privilege. We've got Dr. Robert Cohen with us, 34-year-old Army veteran. Of course, we're greatly appreciate his service to this country. He's a physician, scientist, world traveler, poverty reduction expert, creator, and host of Demo Crisis Podcast. Dr. Cohen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. We've got a lot of things to talk about. I know you just got back from the Congo, and we're going to talk about Ebola. But right off the bat, of course, here domestically, people are very much aware of federal judges' current ruling. We knew it was only a matter of time and maybe the right court to hear the case of Obamacare. And said, look, at no mandate, it falls on itself, which people understood the logic because it was Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, who really kind of gave it some standing by saying, oh, you know, when it was being debated in the Supreme Court, saying, hey, this is a tax. And, of course, all along, the president and the Democrats were saying, nope, it's not a tax. You know, we can't do that. We're not talking about a tax here. Well, of course, the court says, well, it's got to be a tax. That's the only way it has any standing. And, of course, it stood until, you know, Congress chipped away at it and finally got rid of the mandate. Well, take out the mandate and Obamacare falls, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think both arguments have merit here, and I ultimately think it's going to be up to Justice Roberts, who last time found a way to keep Obamacare alive. You know, what people say about Roberts is that he doesn't believe it's the court's job to save us from our political decisions. So I think there's a chance he'll find a new way to keep Obamacare constitutional, but I honestly think not even he knows what he's going to do right now.
Well, you're a doctor. You know this stuff. I mean, you've seen this stuff over the years and how this thing should be working. I mean, for the sake of God only knows what, why the Democrats would take this on. My question from day one, Dr. Cohen, was when they said, remember, the whole linchpin of this thing was, you know, we've got 30 million people that are not covered in this donut hole. We got to figure out how to take care of this donut hole. And my question repeatedly has been since it passed is, how are we doing with that 30 million people? They can't give me a number.
So as I understand it, you know, the big way that they tried to cover those was just expanding Medicaid.
Exactly.
And it's true. I mean, people did get covered more. The problem is costs went up, right? And so the way I look at this is both sides actually have a valid point, and neither side is being intellectually honest. Mm-hmm. The Democrats are right that we have to cover more people, and we didn't reach 100% coverage, but certainly those 30 million that you mentioned, many of them had to have been covered either because they were forced to buy coverage or because Medicaid expanded to cover people making over 1.5 times the poverty line. So that's good that we're covering them. But the Republicans are right that if we do this without controlling costs, we're going to bankrupt the country. Now we have a $21 trillion debt. And so, you know, the way we're supposed to solve this is both sides are supposed to come together in Congress and pass a compromise bill. And instead what they do is pass a partisan bill and then repeal it on partisan lines.
Exactly.
In my opinion, that's just no way to run a country. It's no way to run people's health care. And it would be really nice if we could get back to the America that compromised and worked together to solve big problems.
Well, you know, I think what I've been concerned about from day one is that everybody gets tired of all the fussing and fighting. And finally, they just surrender and say, okay, we're just going to do single payer. Like, that's the answer. I mean, it was interesting, Dr. Cohen, because throughout this situation with, in this argument about the 30 million, again, I go over 30 million people, I still can't find that number out. I can't find the quantitative number for all the fuss we went through. I don't see the correlating number, but still what we did find out of all this is there were some people just said flat out, you know, I don't want your stinking health care. I don't want to participate in the health care. And I don't know what that number is either, but I know it's there.
So I believe that the number of people who could have afforded insurance and chose not to before Obamacare was 10 million. Mm-hmm. There were about 10 million people out of the, and then there were the additional 30 million people who would have been potentially needed the Medicaid expansion. That 10 million, I don't know how many of them paid a tax. Some paid the tax. Some bought insurance. I got to be honest, I support the individual mandate because so as a doctor, right, you've got a lot of people that come that don't buy health insurance because they think it's too expensive, and then something really terrible happens to them, like they get in a car accident, they get cancer, and then they expect somebody else to help them pay for it. And the whole point of insurance is that you're supposed to be covered before something like that happens. And
exactly.
We're a compassionate country, and so I think it's fair to expect people to chip in on their own insurance instead of freeloading.
Mm-hmm. Well, Obamacare set people up to do that. You can hold out and in the last minute sign up for it and then you're covered, which was, you know, not fair as well. And, so this was one of the chinks in the whole armor of all this stuff that as we were dealing with this, Dr. Cohen. And, but I think we're smart enough people that if we get together, as you say, and we're reasonable, we can come up with some answers. But everybody wants to say, well, it's so complicated because of all the different interests that are pulling at it. Yeah, that makes it complicated in much the same way we're trying to handle immigration right now. I mean, this is, it's like the same process, but just a different topic.
Yeah, I agree with basically everything you said. I did not support Obamacare because I did not support revolutionizing 1/6 of the economy and America's health care on purely partisan lines. And the way I look at health care right now, it's becoming like tribal, like abortion and immigration. In other words, both sides militantly stick to their corners. One side wants single payer, which is a non-starter. The other side says we're not going to make a legitimate attempt to cover all these people. We're just going to destroy your attempt to do it. And that is an example of tribalism. You know, our two sides are growing further apart. That's been true for at least the last 30 years. And these things don't get better, right? This is not a pendulum swinging back and forth. This is a downward spiral where both sides grow and they start to hate each other more. They think the other side is more evil. And so all of these things are part of a broader pattern of needing to solve our tribalism problem. And we can do that if we had better leadership and better media. And I appreciate what your show strives to do as a sort of a moderate country first conservative platform.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm for the people. I mean, I'm like you. You're a physician. You're concerned about patients, people who are ill, and what are we doing? How are we serving them? And, you know, and I've been doing a deep dive on this ever since this came up. So it seems like, you know, for, gosh, what, 8, 10 years, you know, we've been talking about this. And, you know, and I have interviewed experts, other doctors like yourself. And in fact, there's a doctor in the Midwest who started Atlas MD and may be some familiar with, Dr. Josh Umber. He's been on with us several times. He offers a concierge service. This is for everyday type sickness, you know, for people. And for roughly $50 per patient, the patient can come in and see the doctor as many times they want. They've already got, you know, pre-negotiated prescriptions for pharmacy, and they've pre-negotiated these rates at 10 cents on the dollar. So, you know, they've been able to leverage. Now, if an organization like that can do it, why can't we do this on a national level? Or is it just because the insurance companies are and all these other interests are pulling at this thing?
The healthcare system in America is dying for innovation like that. I mean, there are so, you see it every day when you take care of patients. Drugs that are way too expensive that aren't that helpful. Unnecessary medical tests. People that wait to come in until the disease is totally out of control, and then it costs way more. When you could set up, you mentioned the concierge. There are many models like that. Kaiser Permanente tries to do something like this. California, by the way, I have no financial relationship with them. So, no, the healthcare, we're an innovative country. We're a huge economy. We are, and many other sectors of our economy work much better than healthcare. Now, it's true. Healthcare, there's a famous study done in the 70s that identified 14 market failures in healthcare. Things like, if you're in the hospital with a stroke, you're not going to try to, you know, decide which treatment is less expensive. You're going to do whatever the doctor tells you to do if you're conscious at all, right? So that's the kind of market failure you need to take into account when you help regulate a healthcare marketplace. But yes, why can't, in answer to your question, why can't we solve this? Because Washington is broken, because it's being broken apart by tribalism and our two-party system and the 24-hour news cycle and the militancy of both sides. And what we forget when we say both sides is that there's a huge middle of the country, people like me and you, who believe in country before party and solutions instead of ideology and compromise. And we used to solve problems like this. You know, on a recent episode of our podcast, we talk about the difference in how they solved Social Security with the Greenspan Commission to the failure to solve the debt with the Simpson-Bowles Commission. And things have gotten worse, and we need to fix tribalism.
Well, there it is. I'm right with you. Dr. Robert Cohen is with us. We've got more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visit are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Holiday shoppers, rejoice! Prime members can shop all the way up until Christmas Eve with free same-day delivery and Prime Now in select cities. Prime free same-day and one-day shipping has expanded to more than 10,000 cities and towns in the U.S. on more than 3 million items, including gifts like toys, electronics, and everything you need to enjoy the holidays. Julie Law, Amazon spokesperson.
Prime really offers the best of shopping entertainment from Amazon, and we keep working to add faster and more convenient delivery options. In fact, a majority of Prime members in the U.S. now have access to free one-day shipping or faster, which is perfect for your gifting and holiday needs.
For last-minute shoppers, Prime members in more than 30 cities can get free ultra-fast delivery with Prime Now until 11:59 p.m. on Christmas Eve. For more information or to start a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Back with America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Robert Cohen continues with his 34-year-old, is this 34-year-old Army veteran? 34-year-old, that's almost, you were in the Army for 34 years is what they mean here. And physician, scientist, world traveler, poverty reduction expert, creator and host of the Demo Crisis podcast. Dr. Cohen, where can they go for more information on your podcast?
Yeah, so just to be intellectually honest, I was in the Army for 5 years.
Yes.
I'm 34 years old. So our podcast is called Demo Crises. We operate on the assumption that things are getting worse and they will get really bad unless we do something about it, but we cover solutions. You can download the Demo Crises podcast on any podcast app on your iPhone. It's already there. The other option is you can go to democrises.com or you can follow at Rob Cohen, MD.
Well, there it is. Okay, well, Rob, let's wrap up this Obamacare situation where we are right now. The Democrats have been, you know, judge shopping, and they get a favorable judge to get a ruling until, you know, it marches on up, and eventually, you know, all this stuff is going to come storming through the Supreme Court, a matter of time. And this time it was the Republicans finding a judge in the U.S. District Court, Judge O'Connor in the Northern District of Texas, to issue a 55-page ruling, basically saying that Obamacare is unconstitutional now.
Yeah, it's they're shopping for judges. That's no way to solve a health care problem or any legal problem. America has to do better.
Right. And we can, as you say, the tribalism. I think also the nature of our politics is such as that, you know, nobody can't get the credit, especially right now with Donald Trump in office. He has turned, the bureaucratic world of the deep state and D.C. upside down on its head. And they're not happy about that. I mean, they were happy with things rolling along as incompetent as it was. They were making a lot of money in the process. And, we're paying the toll, we the people. And so now, here it is, we got all this contention, this tribalism, as you referred to, and it runs rather deep. I mean, we are so divided that, God forbid Nancy Pelosi would give any credit to the president, or conversely, that we've got to get out of this. If we're solution-based, then we're not worried about who gets the credit. We're just worried about the solution, right?
Yeah, so things things are getting worse, and I don't think the president is helping. I think the president is making it worse. And so, as are many Democrats, there's a lot of blame to go around here. But here's the good news. So as we discussed on episode 8 of our podcast, the Trump administration has 4 historical precedents in American history. There's a famous political scientist theory that the 50-year cycles happen in American politics. And Reagan was the beginning of the cycle where things go well. And then Bush was the very divisive part of the cycle where things start to fall apart. And Trump is the declinist part of the cycle where things start to get pretty bad. And the bad news is that usually brings about a crisis like the crisis under Jimmy Carter or under Herbert Hoover. But the good news is that the next administration after that finally has the political capital to do the necessary changes that we need to do. And so it's about that time. You know, Trump's going to bring us to, in my opinion, the brink, and we can hopefully find an opportunity to rise up after that.
Well, if anything's going to happen, it's going to happen as a result of us being united, not divided. That's the way it happened back in the 1700s. And from time in history, as you say, in these 50-year cycles, that has occurred when we found a reason to come together. Then we find out e pluribus unum is actually true in the many disparate ideas that are out here in our culture, the diversity that we want to embrace. If we can focus on those things that we agree on, and that we have in common, we are a powerful force. And the exceptionalism, I know people take exception to that term, but, you know, you got to call it for what it is. I mean, the exceptionalism of this country is all based on the level of productivity, the ideas, the work ethic of the American people. I mean, we have that going for us. So I agree with you. I'm very hopeful that we will come to that. I've often said two things need to happen. Number one, I think we need to be real and understand that the law of gravity still exists. And we may have to continue to fall off the roof more times and realize, okay, you know, we got to quit fighting that part. And that's really important. The other thing is to a certain degree, we're kind of like drowning people. And lifeguards will tell you, says if somebody's out there drowning, you don't go out and save them right away. You just kind of let them get the fight out of them, and then you can go in and you can help them, and that way you don't drown yourself in the process, right? So I think this is a little bit of those two dynamics that are happening in our country right now. So I would encourage everybody to continue to be hopeful, pray. Pray if that is part of your culture and part of your understanding, because we do need we need something outside of ourselves to answer this problem. I mean, clearly, you know, within ourselves, we're a mess, and we're not doing too well by the people who need, in this case, healthcare, who need a government that's fully operational. And I believe in the Word of God, and the Word of God says, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. People aren't rejoicing right now, so that should give you a little bit of an indication. Rob, I know you just got back from the Congo, and boy, you've been doing this for a while and involved with Ebola. Give us an update, as to what happened there.
So this is the second biggest outbreak of Ebola in the world history. The reason it's getting bad is because this Ebola outbreak is happening in a conflict zone in eastern Congo, where they've had a civil war for about the last 25 years that came out of the Rwandan genocide. More mm-hmm. people have died. 5 million people have died in that period. That's where all the terrible sexual violence you sometimes hear about. More people have died there than have died in Iraq over the same period of time, to give you an idea of the scale of violence. And in order to stop an Ebola outbreak, you have to be able to isolate essentially every Ebola patient. And when you're in a war zone, you can't do that. And mm-hmm. so we're getting a slow burn of Ebola. And the great fear, there's 6 new cases a day, something like that. And the real fear is that it's going to explode like it did in West Africa when it infected 28,000 people and devastated 3 countries.
Exactly. Well, and there is a saying there about you want to beat the fire while it's far off. At this point, it's happening right there. And, what can you do? How do you manage this? I mean, in the midst of, the warring conditions that you have there in the Congo.
Yeah, this is another case where an ounce of prevention would have been worth a pound of cure. It would have been really nice if we could have stopped this civil war a long time ago or never let it happen in the first place. And it happened because it overpopulated in a fragile area. The government couldn't keep order going, and so a civil war broke out. And now, what do you have to do? You have to somehow protect the population. I mean, just like what General Petraeus did in Iraq when tribes were fighting and killing each other. Protect the population, make them believe in the security. So the UN is trying. I mean, they're sending in UN special forces. Unfortunately, seven died in a firefight recently. You got to protect the population long enough, and then you got to get health workers in. And it's going to be really hard. And I honestly think this one in particular is going to be difficult. We know what to do. It's just a question of whether or not we can execute.
Well, as you say, we experienced this 60 years ago with the AIDS crisis, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that got out of control. I mean, if we had identified AIDS early, we wouldn't have 70 million infections and 35 million dead. Unfortunately, we didn't recognize it soon enough, and it got totally out of control. And the bad news is we keep getting a new disease essentially every year. You've heard of MERS, mm-hmm. You've heard of SARS, you've heard of Zika. And why is that happening? It's because humans are destroying the planet. I mean, we're going further and further into the forest. Population is increasing rapidly. The forests are being cut down. The animals are being hollowed out, and that brings humans into closer contact with animals where they get these diseases in the first place. And so what would be really nice is if we would stop doing things like that and we would conserve the planet for our own sake in addition to future generations instead of kind of letting things happen. And that's kind of humans' default mode, is to only react sort of when it's too late. And one thing I wanted to say earlier about, you know, believing in the future. So we had a guest on our program who's a very famous historian named Peter Turchin, and he said 90% of the time in historical societies, when things start to look as bad as they look in the United States, it gets really bad. Mm-hmm. Only in 10% of societies do people figure out what to do early enough and change it. And so I want us to remember, yeah, we have, hopefully we can be in the 10%, but we have to do something different than we're doing.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the old saying, if what you're doing is not right, why do you keep repeating it, you know, kind of thing. And we're smart enough to figure this out, but we've got to, as you say, I think, get it outside of the realm of the political, because the political we're finding out right now is not the answer. And, you know, and our founding fathers understood this. This is why they empowered the people. You know, the three most important words in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence is "we the people," and "we the people" have abdicated their authority of position. And so, you know, we can mount up, you know, and when I say a revolution, I don't want people to, you know, start thinking we're going to be starting to pull out guns here. But I mean a revolution to change things in our country, because this insanity is unacceptable. I mean, people are dying. I mean, look what's going on, as you say. Just in the Congo, and as you know, as a doctor, what happens in the Congo doesn't stay in the Congo, does it?
No. Yeah. HIV came from the Congo in the 60s. Yes. So our politics is broken. In some ways, the politics is a reflection of our society. And there's someone who says the hollowing out of the American middle class has led to the hollowing out of our politics, of the middle of our politics. And I think that's true. And so there's a lot of things we have to change. But I would say, yet the people have to do something. But one thing that people can do is change our politics. We can reward politicians for compromising instead of being militant ideologues. We can reward them for doing what's right for the country instead of their own party. We can elect new people. We can change the way we vote. We can get money out of politics. There's a lot of changes to our electoral system. Like right now, we're producing suboptimal results. The whole is less than the sum of our parts.
Exactly.
And that is because of our structure as much as anything else. And that would, if we saw change our structure, then we could probably do things like solve the hollowing out of the middle class, et cetera.
Dr. Robert Cohen, we got to leave it right there. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it. 34-year-old Army vet, physician, scientist, world traveler, poverty reduction expert, and creator and host of the Democrisis podcast. Rob, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to having you back. Take care.
Thanks for having me. Love to.
You got it.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business.